be like, click here to end.
Warning. Or like cat lovers only, click here. But I'm not even worried about a skeleton. Like a
I think you should be worried about skeletons. But the virus could, in fact, help preserve them more, longer.
Now that's impossible.
When did you become a ninja where you can just climb anything?
Maybe I would try to launch a couple chairs at the tiger.
There's a lot. Look, I mean, I'm not going to say that I'm a great writer here, but look.
You don't see me going up into the Himalayan mountains and trying to pretend I'm a Yeti, man. That's just not going to happen.
And that's probably a wrong fact, but I think that's true.
When is a human soul?
Oh my gosh.
Entering, you know, a human being. This is what I'm saying. Some people argue that it's conception, at the point of conception. And okay, that's fine. But then we split.
What is happening?
So this is what I'm saying.
Why are we talking about this?
This is what I'm saying. Do we only have half a soul?
I don't know, man. This is like hardcore stuff. We usually talk about like vampires and stuff.
I know, but what got me thinking was a friend of Bree's had a past life, regression done or whatever.
I'm not sure what I think about that.
But here's what I'm saying. So she went and she visited her past.
Well, okay? How do you do that?
The person can see your soul or whatever and see where that soul's been.
So let me ask you this before we get into whatever you had to ask.
I asked it already.
Okay, so wait, I want to see if I had any past life adventures. Which, by the way, have you ever noticed, like, if you ever ask anybody who they've been in the past life, it's always somebody like famous or they've always done something great.
No, you know what? I will disagree with that. Because I've been looking at some people, you know, who say, oh, I did a past life experience and I died a horrible death as like, they usually die like a horrible death as like an infant.
Yeah.
That's what like they get back. Like, oh, by the way, you died in a fire.
How many past lives could you have?
I don't know how many past lives you can have. What I'm saying is I don't think we even have one. We have a split.
We have a split path. Well, first of all, hold on. Let me get back to this past life thing. So let's say I want to know about past lives, my past life. So who do I talk to? Is there somebody who just – is like, do I look at like the newspaper, the classifieds? Is there like online? Can I just look?
I think you can go two ways. This is the two ways that I have experienced past lives. One, somebody had gone to somebody. For example, Oma.
Right.
Oma went to somebody and had her past life read.
Right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. But she was like a queen or something.
No. She was like a doctor who died like on the Oregon Trail or something.
Oh, I don't remember that at all.
I mean, maybe she was just playing the game. Everybody dies on the Oregon Trail.
It's almost impossible to win that game.
But I believe she was some sort of like doctor. And so the other time I experienced somebody past life regressing was when we had a hypnotist come to college.
Oh, I think I remember this. Not. I remember you telling me about
it. Hypnotist was like, okay, we're going to do this. You know, we had call the people upstage and they come up and they're all like hypnotized and stuff. And they're like, okay, we're going to do some like past life regression. And everybody's like, ha, right. Ha, ha, ha. And then he goes to the one person and he's like, okay, you're, go think back, blah, blah, blah. You're now, you know, who you were whenever.
Right.
You know, who are you? And it's like, I'm a little girl. And ha, ha, everybody laughs. And then it's like, okay, write your name as a little girl. And the person, I think it was a girl, actually. It would have been better if it was a boy because then everybody
would have been funny. Yeah.
More. But the little girl actually wrote her name and it looked like a little girl's handwriting, which is really weird. And then they're like, okay, well, where are you right now? And she's like, I'm in a like room and I can't get out. And he's like, oh, what's happening? And she's like, there's heat all around me. And like, this girl started to describe her burning in a fire. And the guy was like, no, 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 okay, wake up. You feel better right now. Snap my fingers. Right? So,
what?
So everybody was like, okay, that was weird. But those are like the experiences I've had with past lives. And so my point is, this is what got me thinking all of a sudden. Do you and I share the same past lives? Or is it different?
I don't know. We'd have to go to a past life person. This is what we would do. We'd first go to somebody and say, we're identical twins. Tell us our past life. And then maybe they would tell us one thing. And then we would go to another person or two other people separately and see if they said the same thing.
Well, okay. Yeah, that would be scientifically to kind of prove it. But I mean, what are we really proving? I mean, my point is
proving that there's a past life. But you'd think that this would be easy to prove. Like, all you'd have to do is go to two different people that have past life, like that are able to see your past life.
But that gets me to the second point of a soul.
Oh man, this is deep.
I'm just saying. I just thought of this. Like, if we share the same past lives. Right. Then we share the same soul, I guess. But is that soul then just half? Like, do you only have half a soul and I have the other half? I mean, genetically, we're exactly the same. But can you split a soul?
I don't know, man.
Now, what happens if you die? Half my soul dies.
I mean, clearly.
And then the soul is in limbo.
No, there's been – we are not the first identical twins ever.
No, that's true.
So clearly, like, if I were to die – you're fine. Like, you're not going to just die.
Well, I know I'm not going to die, but like,
your soul,
half the soul is like hanging around until the other half comes up.
I don't know. I'm more interested in how someone finds out. Like, so the hypnotist, so what the hypnotist is saying is that in your mind, you have parts of this past life.
I mean, I don't know what the hypnotist is saying, but there are. It's weird because I've also heard stories about like babies and young kids.
Yeah.
Thinking like being able to recall stuff that they would not have any idea of.
I've never heard of that.
And in fact, my friend Mike Prince, we should have Mike Prince on. His dad can tell you things about World War II. They went to a I don't know, it was a city somewhere in Europe. I think it was Germany, or it could have been somewhere else.
That's a country.
You're right.
That is Berlin?
I don't know where they went. I meant a country. Somewhere in Europe. They went to Europe. And he was standing in, he had never been there before in his life.
Right.
He was standing there and he was saying, that's where we took the tanks. And came down with the tanks there. Over there, that's where the ambush happened. Blah, blah. He knew. He had never been there before, but he knew what was going to happen.
What had happened. Right. Man, I don't know. I don't know,
I mean, there was a story I saw on, I think it was 2020.
Credible. Very.
With
very
John Stossel.
News. Right, sure.
I mean, it's John Stossel.
Well, yeah, he's very believable.
Anyway, I think he was talking about how this little kid was, he was talking about like World War II airplanes and fighters, and he was a, you know, pilot, and he even like referred to a specific name, like, and he was like confused. The little kid was confused.
Right.
He was like, I thought I was this person flying a plane, but now I'm like here. Like, eventually that plain person like faded away and he became like who he was, but like there was this mix up for a while, like his other life, his
it was bleeding into the,
was still there.
I don't know, man. I'm not so convinced about past lives. What if you had a, if you like, what would you want to be like? I mean, if you had a choice, Your past life, what? Where would
I mean,
you want?
You don't have a choice. That's
I know you don't have a
question.
Choice. What I'm saying, like,
what do you
would
think?
Decent?
You should say, what do you think your past life is? What do you think your past
life
is?
What do
what
you
happened?
Think your past life is?
I'll tell you this, because I had thought about it for a while.
I know you have. Yeah, this seems like something you have thought about.
I mean, this is just, I find it interesting that, I don't know, this is weird, but I think Vietnam, I think I was a soldier in Vietnam and I, you know, got killed in Vietnam.
Right.
I mean,
77, I mean, Vietnam was,
that would work.
It would all kind of work that out.
Yeah.
So what leads you to believe that? It's just
I just got a feeling. There's like, you know, there's just like sometimes you have interests in things and you're like, where did that come from?
But you don't have an interest in going into the military. You don't have an interest.
I have an interest in going into the military. Yeah, I did. Remember, Christmas, like I wanted all military gear.
But lots of kids have that kind of stuff.
I agree with you, but I think, I don't know. It's just interesting. Whenever I hear stories about Vietnam, I think I'm interested in a way that maybe other people are not. And I don't seek it out. I don't seek it out necessarily.
Sure.
But right. Like when I hear it, I find it like there's something different than hearing about other wars, other stories.
Right. Right. It could explain your love of Magnum P.I. too. He was in Vietnam.
Also, a great explanation.
Yeah, you have that bond. You and Magnum have that common bond.
We were brothers.
In the bush, yeah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I honestly, just thinking about it, like, I don't think I have anything that, like, I mean, I have interests.
Where do you get your interest? Like, aren't there any interests that you're like, where did that come from?
I don't know. I'm really weird. My interests are like,
any interests you have, you can trace back to the exact time where you're like, oh, I saw this and now I'm interested in it. There's not something weird. See, this is my point. I think I'm right on this. Because I must have most of the soul. I must have most of the memories.
Maybe you have it all. Like, I don't have any of those memories.
That's probably it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have that the connection with Vietnam like you do.
I mean, I don't have a huge connection. I'm just saying. If you were to say, hey, Brady, pick something, that stuff is interesting to me.
I mean, but I mean, like, I, you know, all that Navy SEAL and U.S. Rangers and all that kind of stuff is interesting to me. You know, I was in ROTC for a semester and a half before I transferred.
Exactly.
So
that's your past life.
I was in the Ranger company.
Yeah. Past life coming through. That's what I'm saying.
I don't know, man. I don't have any like thing that I could point to where it'd be like, yeah, I would totally fit in. You know,
what explains relationships between people?
What would explain, like, we met
Dan Gottschall
remember they what? Spelled his name Gushall? Never mind.
But we met him in kindergarten, right?
Yes,
we've been friends ever since.
Correct.
Did we know Dan Gottschall in a past life is what I'm saying to you.
I mean, maybe, but I think it's more like I don't like the friends that I've made in school, like elementary school / middle school / high school are basically like, I don't need new friends. Like sometimes I think that way, you know what I mean? Like I've got friends, like I'm not really great at making like super like friends. So it's like, yeah, do I have friends now? Yes, I do have friends now too. But I also have, you know what I'm saying? Like it's...
Right.
So like maybe we're just predisposed to, you know, once you make a friend, it's like he's a good friend of yours.
But what I'm saying is, do you kind of find the same people you knew in past lives? Like... Wasn't it?
Why would they all be in the same place? How would they all get to the same place?
Why not?
Well, because I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're right. But look at me. I'm like in Indiana, man. There's like plenty of people that I've now met and am friends with. And
sure,
you think those are people that I've known in past life that I've actually been? I've
maybe. You ever have like sit down and be like, I feel like I know this person.
No. I've never had that experience.
That's because I have the soul. You do not. That's the reason.
You sat down with somebody and been like, hey, man, I think I've known this person before.
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, you're a weird person then. You don't have a soul, obviously. Obviously, I'm the one who has it.
I guess. Like, I really just, maybe that's why you're the more creative, like, you know, you took the artistic creative route.
You're like new. You're like new to the world. You're just trying to figure it out. Where I can reach back and see things differently because I've seen them through all different perspectives.
Do you think that's what it is? You have like, but so you're saying that like, you're saying that most people have a past life, but a twin or triplets or any kind of those identical, well, triplets not always aren't identical, but any of the identical type of twins.
Right.
That person that is formed is actually brand new. They don't have those past experiences.
Yeah. One is not new and the other is brand new.
So what do your past experiences, is it helpful to have past experiences or not?
Yeah. Because the past experiences, helpful. Whether you know or not, they are affecting the way, like they are help guiding you.
They're guiding you.
Yeah. They guide you. So, for example, Oma is a perfect example of this.
Right.
Oma was a doctor in previous lives. What was she in the life that she lived? I don't know. She could be living a life right now. I don't know. But when she was alive in with us, what was her profession? What was her interests?
She was a nurse.
Yes. Could she be a doctor at that time?
No, she couldn't.
Right, exactly.
How could she be a doctor at the Oregon Trail? Oh, she was a dude?
I guess. I think Aunt Nancy also was with her in the Oregon Trail. And I think that was the thing because Dad was not.
Really?
Yeah. I think it was Aunt Nancy and Oma. They were on the Oregon Trail. Mm-hmm. Oma was a doctor. I don't know what Aunt Nancy was. But they were in a past life together. And that's what I'm saying. Look at us. Like,
how do you remember this? I don't even remember this.
Because I mean, I don't remember having a conversation. I think past lives are interesting, especially considering us as being weird. Genetically, we're very similar. We're almost
see,
exactly
you,
the same.
You probably have all the past life then. I would say that because I don't. This doesn't come up in my daily thinking like about past lives. And I don't think about this. And I don't seem to. I've never sat down with somebody and said, oh, I think I know them or whatever. I'm free, man. That gives me a lot of freedom.
You are free.
Yeah. I don't have the baggage that other people possess.
That is true.
I can make my own way. Every decision I make is something that I've made that decision. Well, it's not influenced by other individuals that have been in the past.
But it will influence your lives going forward. So keep that in mind. You have actually a bigger responsibility.
Yeah, I think I'm doing all right.
Well, just keep that in mind.
Like, what do I have to do something, like, amazingly special? Like, can't you just be, like, a normal person and have a past life?
Yeah, actually, you started this conversation thinking – you didn't start this conversation. I started the conversation.
Yeah, let's be clear about that.
But you started thinking, oh, in past lives, everybody is, like, a knight or a king or, you know, the president of the United States.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, from my experience, which is little, but still –
it's more than mine.
But still, most experiences of past lives are actually horrible and mundane. Except for the fighter pilot one. But he wasn't like a hero fighter pilot.
Well, what about you? You could have been a hero in Vietnam.
I don't think so.
You don't think you're like a ranger or something?
No, I don't think I was one of those guys.
What do you think you did? Besides?
I think I was just, you know, got drafted, was just a private, got blown up or something.
But what do you think you did before Vietnam?
Hmm.
I mean, clearly you have an interest in Vietnam. That's right. But that would have been somebody's it would have been a very short period of time for them.
Sure.
If they were dying.
Would have been, you know, 18 years or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, they would have had 18 years up to that point.
Well, maybe they could have been old. I mean, maybe I could have been old. Who knows?
But still, but primarily most of your existence was not in Vietnam.
No.
So what did you do? What did you do before then?
Maybe I don't know. Maybe I worked on cars. I like cars. I like working on cars.
You don't like working on cars.
How do you know what I like? You don't even have a soul.
Work on a car.
You don't even have a soul to tell me what I do and do not like.
I'm just saying, I've never worked on a car.
I like watching shows about people working on cars.
Okay. All right. Maybe that is something. Maybe
right?
That is.
That's interesting.
So you were in the what? In the 50s?
Probably the 50s.
Grew up in the 50s, you know, then 60s happened or maybe.
Well, no. So it would, 50s. I would if I, okay. Let's say I got killed in Vietnam.
So 60s.
Yeah.
Which I mean,
it could have been early 70s.
Do you even know when Vietnam occurred?
Of course I know. 72, 74. Right?
I don't know. I'm asking you. Do you even know? I have no idea.
How should I know?
You were there, man.
Yeah, but dates. When you think about past lives, dates are fuzzy, man. Are you looking on your phone right now?
Yeah, I am looking. You're looking at your phone, too. I can tell you. let's see here.
Vietnam War was like 60...
It was 60 something.
60. It's like 60, yeah, 62 to 74. That's
my
guess.
It couldn't have been 62 because 1862 was the Civil War.
Yeah, but this is 19.
What are the conventions? What are the odds that it would happen in 60?
I don't know.
Vietnam War. Okay.
Look it up. So
I am looking it up.
Just the dates.
I'm looking up just the dates. I don't need to know about the entire history of the Vietnam War. I'm looking at Wikipedia.
It should give you the dates. The very first thing Wikipedia does is give you dates.
I'm looking. It's taking a little bit. Okay, date here. November 1955 to April 1975.
See, I was 74. I was close.
We were involved in 19 years.
We weren't involved in, I don't think we were involved in the 50s.
That's what I'm saying. So the important part is when we got
Look up when we left, and that was...
Well, that would have been 75.
Five, but 74.
Okay. It looks like most things happened in 1968. 68. American intervention, 1968. Yeah.
So let's say this. Let's say I was in Vietnam War and I was killed in action like around 7.
Oh, I'm
let's
sorry.
Say seven,
no, I am. Oh, no. Right. U.S. involvement escalated in the early 1960s with troop levels tripling in 1961 and tripling again in 1962.
Didn't I say 62 to 74?
You did say 62 to 74.
And I'll tell you what. What are my numbers? What are my numbers that I'm always like, these are the crazy numbers that I always
74.
Say. And what's the other one?
Not 62. 61.
61. 61 and 74. Is that not crazy?
Okay, that is a little crazy. I will say that's crazy. That is a little crazy. Because, yeah, 61. What, 61 was your football number?
61 was my football number. 74 is always that weird number that pops up.
It's a weird number that you always liked, yeah.
So but, suppose I, so here, killed in action 74. Right?
Okay, let's go with it.
Let's say 61 is when I got drafted.
Okay. Well, normally you would only have, like, I mean, you wouldn't, that's a long time, I think.
Maybe I went in. Maybe I stayed in. Maybe I did a couple tours. Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
I'm not saying why not. I don't, it could be, yeah.
So let's say I was 18 in 61. When was I born? Where's your calculator?
Oh, my gosh. Why?
I'm trying to discover my past life, man.
But why do you think you went? You think you went in right at 61?
Yeah, I was gung ho.
Okay, so 61. That's when, when
troop involvement started to double.
And you 18. You think you went in 18?
Sure.
So you were born in 1943.
1943. All right. That's my life. So there you go. Past life explained here on the Shotcast.
So 1943, you were born.
Yep. Went to the army. I don't know. It was probably the army, I'm guessing. I always liked the Marines. I kind of liked the Marines, but who knows? Maybe I just really like saw those guys on the battlefield and thought that was great.
Well, so you're saying army? You went into the army?
Probably. Or I would say let's go for Marines. Let's do it. Because if I was going to go into the Marines,
it's your life.
If I was going in the Marines, I would probably be there from 61 to 74. Right? The Marines. You go in the army and then you leave, but the Marines are the people who usually kind of stick around.
I don't know if that's true or not.
I would say
no. You use the Marines. The Marines are usually just for
the Marines. I'm saying the mentality of somebody going into the Marine Corps might be different than somebody who got drafted into the army.
Right, but
and
I would
they
say
would
that
stick around longer.
If you were there the entire time, probably you enlisted.
Yeah, I probably enlisted.
Okay.
And I probably was there. That is actually a long time. But can't argue with the numbers.
So, hold on. So you were there from 1961, you said?
Yeah, so how old was I when I died? If I was 18, I enlisted in the Marines.
Wait, when did you die again? 1974?
Yeah.
So that's 13 years.
Yeah. 13 years. It's a long time to be in the bush.
In the bush. Yeah. I mean, that's a seriously long time.
That's probably given me all my wisdom, probably. That's what it came from.
So you must have, I mean,
my knowledge of survival, my interest in, you know, all that stuff.
I mean, it could be. You're right. But I mean, but that's 13 years. Like, there's no way that you were just a private.
Oh, I probably, you're right. I probably advanced.
I mean, you might not have been an officer, but you could have been a sergeant at the very least.
Sure. I can believe that.
I mean, you'd have been 31 when you died.
Yeah.
So you've outlived your past life now.
I have. I feel pretty proud of that.
So this is all new now.
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, I might have had lives before that.
I mean, how many lives do you get?
I guess you keep on going, man. I don't know you start. Like, this is an interesting thing because you're starting now.
Me? Yeah, I know. I'm starting now.
But I'm assuming that you have to start you have to start somewhere, right?
You know what we should think about? Like, what are the differences in what we are likes? Because then that's clearly like, you know what I mean? Like, if I like something and you don't, then clearly that's something that's new.
For you, yeah, that's new for your on you.
Right.
For so me, like, it's I old like, hat. I've liked so the, it for like years for, and year, millions eons. Of years.
Yeah.
Eons.
So let's see. So let's see. We were both into like camping and the army and stuff like that. Right? G.I. Joe's.
Right.
And I even went into ROTC. I was in ROTC for a bit.
Yeah, I probably influenced you a little bit on that one.
That could be. Your influence influenced me a lot. So if that's... So I'm trying to think of what other kind of like interests I have that you don't have. Like I have a motorcycle, but you would probably have a motorcycle if you could afford it.
I mean, I think you are using my past lives, my experiences as like a stepping off point.
Hey, but listen, look at this. Like I really I've always been like into mysteries and detectives and things like that.
That's true. A little bit more than me. That's true.
So maybe that's something that's new.
And that's kind of why you went into your profession.
Yeah. Yeah. That's bad and I need a job.
Yeah. Well.
But no, it's been good to me.
So you're new on this earth. as a, yeah, like man. A new soul.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. This is what happens then. Like, so you create a new soul. You're creating a new soul right now. When you leave, the soul will go on, and your past life will go with it, and you'll create new things. Yeah. Do you, so what? This is what I'm saying. Do you think that your past lives, or your not your past lives, but your future lives, will ever interact with my future lives? See what I'm saying?
Do I, or do you, if we use the premise that you're putting out here,
and
then I would say yes, because that's what you, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, but that, but yeah. What I'm saying is, do you think, since we are practically the same, do you think you'd ever think and be like, I think I know that, like, the person seems really familiar?
I mean, maybe. I haven't experienced that. Have you experienced meeting somebody and being like, that person really seems familiar to me?
I think I meet people and are, you know, feel like, I meet people and be like, and feel like, hey, it seems like this person shares some interests, or, you know, but more than just like, oh, sharing some interests, more like, hey, seems like, I don't know why, but it seems like I know you for some reason.
Right.
I mean, I have a soul, so that's probably why.
Yeah. I mean, so I would say, yeah. I mean, I think that's the whole point. Isn't that like the kind of like the point where like you're just supposed to interact? I thought half of it was like you're supposed to resolve issues that were never resolved in your past life.
Oh, that's
like
interesting.
You just keep meeting these people and resolving issues, you know,
that until everything's resolved, and then
until everything's resolved,
then you're done.
And then I don't know what happens then.
Oh, then you're in trouble.
Who, me?
Yeah,
I don't have any issues, man.
No, but you're creating issues for your next lives.
Oh yeah, I am. Yeah.
See, you're in the beginning.
Oh well, that's fine, man. I'm making my future lives more interesting.
No, I guess so.
I mean, what's the point if you don't have anything interesting? No conflict.
That's true. Then you'd just be. I mean, you would have. I wonder if there's ever just been like, I'm a new soul, and I did everything perfectly, and I'm gone. I guess Jesus. Right.
I don't know, man.
I mean, Jesus would be that person.
What about like a Buddhist? Like a Buddhist monk.
But they go through. That's the whole thing with Buddhists. Like that. Oh yeah, that's the right. Cycles.
That's what you were
talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe, I don't know.
You get to come back as like an animal.
I think that'd be cool. I don't know if you're allowed.
I mean, I don't know who. I don't know who makes the rules.
I don't know who makes the rules either. I think the rules are different depending on what country you live in.
Hey man, that might be true. United States, man, we're free to do anything.
That's true. All right. I think we're gonna end the Shotcast. I gotta do some research on Vietnam.
Yeah, please do.
So I sound more intelligent when I speak about it.
Well, you know now, I mean, your two favorite numbers are the exact the two numbers that you have carried with you are the numbers that are the war, basically.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Now, I mean, is it crazy or is it a coincidence?
Yeah, that's fair. All right, that's the Shotcast for this week. I'm Brady.
I'm Brian.
Hold fast.